Kelly Shea Sullivan, brand new music. That is the title track off of her new EP, My Sunday's Playlist. Before that, we heard from Hawkeye, We Are the Future, Tropodelic, New Age Workman's Concept. I believe that's the right name.
You wanted to say workers' compensation.
something like that. And we started off with One Day's Notice with Ha Ha. I'm not pronouncing it the way they want me to pronounce it. So,
is that the full title? Ha ha, I'm not pronouncing it the way...
Something like that.
Okay, that's tricky.
We've had trickier names.
That's true.
I mean, Jesty in here with the Universe Doesn't Stand a Chance in this, and all of those iterations.
But something that's not too complicated is... Kelly Shea Sullivan. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Good, welcome to the old radio station.
Thanks yeah, for having me.
Absolutely.
So, first time?
Yes,
doing
first time.
Doing any radio?
Any radio, yeah. So thank you.
You're surprisingly calm.
Thanks. Well, good.
Just wait. He'll make you nervous here in a minute. He's going to say something.
Normally, it's him making people nervous.
No.
Sitting on the
Kelly
side.
And I are friends. I won't do that to her. She got me a keychain, see?
I did. Nashville keychain right there.
That was the peace offering to make sure you behaved.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got this keychain in Nashville because that's kind of where you've been hanging out lately,
it
huh?
It is, yeah. I've been down there for a semester of college so far. I'm at Belmont University starting songwriting. Yeah, it's a ton of fun. I mean, it's definitely Music City. There's music everywhere.
Yeah, you and I were talking about that before. And actually, I met you at the 10x3 as I meet a lot of musicians.
Yeah.
I think back in March. And what surprised me, we were talking about this. When I met you, you played three songs, acoustic guitar, sweet as could be, you know. Great laugh, great music, great everything. And then I put in your CD, and I'm like, is this the same person I listened to? I really like this music, but it doesn't sound like what I just heard. Do you get that a lot? Is this a common thing?
Okay. Yeah, especially when people hear my acoustic music, and then they'll put in a CD, and they're kind of just blown away by like the techno, or I guess the bass side of it,
mm-hmm.
or like the harshness of some lyrics, I guess, that'll push people back a bit.
Is singing with an acoustic guitar does make everything sound sweeter, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
it does.
And speaking of those lyrics, I was asking you earlier about this one. Hold on, let me look real quick. I want to make sure I get the pronunciation right. I want to beat your fingers with a hammer.
Yeah.
From Strawberries in a Blender.
Yes, that's the last track on the EP.
Which is one of my favorite tracks, actually, because I love strawberries and I love blenders and I love smoothies and stuff.
Oh,
so it
me
all
too.
And you love smashing
together.
Fingers?
No, I don't know about that part. But yeah, your lyrics are definitely, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. They're very intriguing. Very
thank
intriguing.
You. Yeah, I like having strong lyrics. I think that's where I put like most of my work
right.
into are my lyrics, because... Yeah, I find them very important, especially with the music I listen to. They have to have good lyrics.
And where does that come from?
I honestly have no idea. I mean, I think I started with, like, poetry, I think. And then I think, yeah, I just feel like that kind of incorporated into my music, really.
There's that deep, dark place in the back of your mind
yeah.
that only comes out when you've got a guitar in hand?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, well, I like having a lot of meaning in all my music.
Well, definitely. I mean, it's in this whole, you know, I had a chance to listen to this earlier and... you know, I've heard your music, of course, we've been playing you here for a while, but yeah, there's a lot of thought put into to every song here. One of the other ones, and we're talking, of course, about My Sunday's Playlist, which
yeah.
was released digitally yesterday, correct?
Yeah, yesterday.
Okay. One of my favorites off of this was Oh Jack, or Ooh Jack. Which one is it?
Ooh Jack.
Ooh Jack. And just a lot of thought put into each one of these. So you've got these, everything was put out yesterday,
mm-hmm.
And of course you're here to talk about the CD release party. Why don't
yes.
you tell us about that?
All right. It is this Friday at 7:30 at PJ McIntyre's in Cam's Corner. It's completely free, which is always fun. And yeah, I'll just be playing all the tracks from that acoustically and the recorded versions. And then, yeah, for like just taking in time, I guess we'll just play some Christmas songs.
Oh,
just
really?
Just have a good time. Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
So why don't we hear one of the tracks? We were just talking about the last track, so why don't we hear that and
right.
see what you were... Because I haven't heard any of the disc yet.
Oh, okay.
So I'm hearing it for the first time, so if Jason screws anything up, it's the jog wheel.
Oh, okay.
It's the little wheel in the middle.
There we go. I got it.
Obviously, we don't run CDs very often in studio, so...
This is new technology.
New to you.
Yeah, to me.
So, what is the full name of this?
Strawberries in a Blender.
Yeah.
Let's hear it now, right now, on the RX.
That's my heart there in your hand, down at your command. Go and direct it with some teasing to give you a pleasing. Cause I know that's what you planned. I know that's what you planned. I go spill out my emotions, not that kind of devotion. Something that you would ignore, puddle on the floor. See, cause a great commotion. Yeah, cause a great commotion.
Kelly Shea Sullivan, new Kelly Shea Sullivan, with Strawberries in a Blender. Eric, you were listening to the lyrics there.
Very angry for... I mean...
It's not angry.
It's one of those... I would not expect to hear these lyrics just like running into you on the street or seeing you perform somewhere. I would walk into the room and go, okay, so it's going to be kind of a peaceful night, and then you kind of get hit in the face.
In a good
way. So, yeah. It works out. It's very cool. I like it.
Thanks.
I think what Eric is trying to articulate is the fact that you do put so much thought into these lyrics. And, in fact, the title, again, My Sunday's Playlist, Sunday is actually a nickname for something, isn't it?
It is, yes. All right. So the big story behind My Sunday's Playlist is I had a three-day weekend 2 years ago. And I had a date Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And at the end of the weekend, I knew that I wanted to be with the date bachelor number three on Sunday. So he became my Sunday. And all the tracks on this EP are about or were inspired or finished, I guess, while I was with Sunday. They're all about my Sunday. So it became my Sunday's playlist.
Does he know this?
Well, he does now.
let me ask you this. Where did he take you for dinner? This must have been someplace really good.
No, I think it was just a movie. Yeah. I don't know. It was one of those little high school relationships, I guess.
Okay. Do you remember the movie? I mean, this has to be giving out dating advice here.
This means
good
war
for the listeners.
Yeah.
This means
like that rape
okay
wizard.
A lot of it makes sense now.
This means war.
So you're playing this weekend.
Yes.
Do you have anybody playing with you, or are you doing?
I do not.
Solo.
It is just me.
Okay.
Yeah, me and my guitar. Me and my Dean.
It's you acoustic, or do
yes
you have backing tracks to go along, or
no? It's just acoustic, and then I'll play the tracks by themselves and just walk around.
Now, of course, you live in Nashville now. You're going to school down there. What are the differences you see from the music scene down there, the music scene up here? Good, bad, all that stuff.
I want to say good, bad. It's just the difference in genre, really. Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot of country down there. I've become a country fan. I have.
You're wearing your plaid.
My flannel, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. See.
But yeah, there's a lot of country down there. But there's also this like underground, like indie, rap scene kind of that's like up and coming.
Do they wear boots too?
Yeah, they do. Everyone does.
But yeah, like a rapper with cowboy boots. That's cool.
No, yeah, they're there.
That's great.
Underground, yeah, I guess indie that would be rap. The biggest. I want to like hear indie, some of this now. I'm strangely intrigued now.
There's this really good band, The Lonely Biscuits. They're really good.
Wow.
That was like the perfect example of like what's there. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a fun name too.
So next time I'm in Nashville, I just need to walk Lonely around and ask for the Lonely Biscuits yeah. and see what happens. Well, your sound, most of the songs on here, the one that really caught my ear, like I was saying, was Ooh Jack.
Yeah.
Originally I thought it was a drinking song, but then I realized no.
He was
that
hoping
can't be.
It was a drinking song.
Right.
But I don't know if you want to talk about the story behind this or
sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So Ooh Jack is about being bullied, really. I was bullied back in fifth grade and I just wrote it as sort of a song to myself, but I used the name Jack because it rhymed easily and because it's sort of a general name. And it could be Jack or Jacqueline, so it's very relatable, and lots of people could use it to get through not just bullying, but any like dark situation that could lead to taking your own life, I guess.
Well, yeah, it's definitely kind of a different track off of this EP.
This is more acoustic.
Yeah, this is more of your acoustic side. Well, let's play that now.
All right.
This is Ooh Jack by Callie Shea Sullivan. Ooh Jack by Kelly Shea Sullivan. What a pretty song.
Thank you.
That's such a pretty song. And I couldn't help notice, I mean, the recording is terrific. Where was this recorded at?
It was actually recorded with Stephen Beller of Cold Robot Studios. We just recorded it in his little office room. It was like a closet, basically.
Isn't it amazing how many, I mean, how many times we've been hearing just these you know, these studios that are just popping up? And
well, as the all of the equipment is coming down in price to be where it's actually, you get actual quality stuff for affordable prices. And you can, I mean, the software and all that, and I'm a techie.
Yeah.
I'm a tech junkie. So I've got a whole lot of the stuff, and you can do a lot on a low budget now.
Oh, yeah.
And so many of them are popping up now. I would say probably half the music that we play is done on a very small scale, like a band got together and purchased all the gear themselves to record it. And then other guys putting together some money and making a small studio.
So why don't you walk us through the process, the recording process. How was it? How long did it take? What did you eat for, you know, lunch every day?
Actually, like you were saying, I usually start with Subway.
Nice.
That's like my pre-show, like, go-to. I love that. But yeah, I totally lucked out with having such an amazing producer, Stephen Beller. He's just so easy to work with. He really is. He just, like, understands, like, what I want. Like, I'll describe my sound, and I'm not really good with words usually, so he can really, like, pick at what I like. But yeah, we'll just start with laying down the basic, like, acoustic stripped tracks, I guess, with, like, vocals and guitars. And then he'll start messing around on the MIDI keyboard. And then, yeah, we'll just start layering. I love layering harmonies and stuff. But usually we'll do, I mean, we got together 5 different weekends, and it was just, like, every Saturday.
So it's like
a
song?
Just go in and do a song a day.
One song a weekend.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how you release the notes as well. Leading up to the EP,
yes.
Every Sunday you put out some more information about each song.
I did.
How'd that work? I mean, I'm sure you got lots of feedback from that as well.
It was fun, yeah. I had a lot of people like who were anxious for the next Sunday, especially before the song or the EP was pre-released.
Right.
Nobody knew the songs on the EP. So it was cool, like, slowly getting to see what was actually going to be on the EP. But yeah, it was fun. And it was really cool, too, because I just started my new website, CallieSheaMusic.com. So that was really great getting people to see the site and like see what I created.
So, just for some of our listeners, actually spell that so people actually get to the right website.
Gotcha. It's www.CallieSheaMusic.com.
The EA, that's what's going to get
EA,
people.
I know. It's like shea butter, like lotion. Like that's how I remember.
You're talking to two guys here.
Okay.
I have no idea.
My hands are dry. I don't use lotion.
So most of the recording, did it happen before you went down to Nashville?
It did, yeah.
So you're going to school for songwriting now.
I am.
Have your classes influenced how you're writing now? Has it changed since you've kind of put these tracks together for the disc?
Not classes, because I have all my general education classes at the moment, but I've been doing a lot of co-writing and just hearing different sounds and everything. And I think being away from home and like the parental advisory, I guess, now I'm writing more what I want to write, and I'm writing a lot more like the first track on this, Four Weekends Breath. So I guess more of that adult side and like the more like sultry jazz side of things is starting to come out, especially lyrics. I used to have to like censor certain things. So it's fun just getting to like actually write what I'd like to write. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Why don't we play that tune?
All right.
This is the first song off of the EP, My Sunday's Playlist. This is going to be, as soon as I get it in the right spot here, for Weekend's Breath. And again, you're playing this Saturday, PJ McIntyre's. That's in Cleveland, correct?
Yes, this Friday.
Oh, this Friday. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
My fault. I'm trying to double task here. But yeah, what time do you start?
7:30.
7:30.
Yeah.
And what can people expect? You're going to be on the acoustic.
Yes.
Okay. So there's going to be no hammers.
Hammers.
Okay.
No fingers.
Everybody's going to be safe, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, it'll just be fun hanging out.
Okay, great. Well, let's hear the first track from Callie Shea Sullivan. All right. This is Four Weekends Breath. We'll be right back.
it out. Then unravel this thread and get out of your head. I'll show you what the weekend's about. No more walks on the beach, no more kiss on the cheek, no more diamond ring. You won't be tangled in that string. Well, cute little Cupid's probably feeling quite stupid when he sees us in the evening. No more walks on the beach, no more kiss on the cheek, no more. The bridge, you're taking me over. Love is what I need out of my head. Lessons are left outside of the bed. Loneliness is the river. Lust is the bridge. You're taking me over. Love is what I need out of my head. Lessons are left outside of the bed.
Kelly Shea Sullivan here on NEO Rocks. That was Four Weekends Breath. We're just hanging out talking about all kinds of good stuff, including this awesome EP, My Sunday's Playlist. Where can people find this?
Well, you can find this on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com. Really, any music site. It's on Spotify, too, I know. And to find all these links, I know they're all available on my website at www.calliesheamusic.com.
I'm at it now, and when you go to it, I'm not sure whether to say to turn your speakers up or turn them down, because her music does play when you go to the website. So check it out, CallieShayMusic.com. And I'm actually going to link that on our Facebook page right now as well.
Great, thank you.
And of course, this Friday.
Yes.
At PJ McIntyre's.
Yes, that is the My Sunday's Playlist EP release show at 7:30. 7:30 to 9, PJ McIntyre's in Cam's Corner.
Yeah. Again, wonderful music, no hammers, no nothing bad. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Absolutely.
And when do you go back to school?
January 5th.
January 5th.
Yes, I have a little break.
So you get to enjoy the wonderful, warm Cleveland weather before you go back to Tennessee. Okay. You're going to be gone before then, aren't you? You're just gonna, after Christmas, you're just going to be like, sorry, Dad, sorry, Mom, leaving.
Going back to the 60s, yeah.
That's it. We don't have all this ice down here.
When it gets down to the 60s, are they all bundled up down there? And
Oh, they freak out.
You're looking at them going, what?
This
is nice. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
One last track.
And what's the last track that we're playing here that we
haven't
played?
This is Hearts and Hands.
Can you do the whole thing? Like, since it's your first interview, can you go Hearts and Hands here on Neo Rocks? Like,
this
make
is
it
Hearts and Hands by Callie Shea Sullivan here on Neo Rocks.
Score!
When you're drinking by yourself.
myself on a Thursday. I'm the girl you let hello in the dark room on her birthday. And the last sip of cool coffee in a poorly painted cup on a secret that you never want to be publicly brought up. On the gap between your teeth that you try so hard to lose. Till the 5 o'clock segment you never watch on the news. On the secondhand smoke you try your best to pop up. On the black cat that left and leaves to get by your luck. If only your heart could love me the way that your hands do. If only your heart could feel me the way that your hands do. Recall when you're drinking by yourself on a Thursday. I'm the girl you left alone and drunk them on her birthday. And the last sip of cold coffee in a poorly painted cup. I'm the secret that you never want to be publicly brought up. If only your heart could love me. Your hands, the way that your hands.